The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
By the way, Abigail loved her slime.
Yeah.
That Nina made her.
Former Kid of the Week Nina came in yesterday. She had slime for everybody. Did you guys play with your slime?
Yes. Miles said to Nina, he said, "Thank you. Please show my appreciation and tell her that if I play with it successfully, we'll have to move."
The funny
and
kid,
then,
man.
And Julie overheard him and said, "Kitchen now," and like made him play with it on the kitchen table.
Sure.
So it wasn't as fun for him as it could have been. But he loved the slime. He said it was very well made.
And the Kid of the Week stuff, we often have follow-up Kid of the Week stuff, but a little girl could have been sweeter, and her family was lovely as they came in yesterday, so thank you for that.
I don't know about you, Justin, but she's the same age as our kids, Patrick and Miles,
yeah.
And she seems like she's 16, and Patrick seems like he's 7.
Well, she's a girl.
Yeah, she's a girl.
Yeah. She had a crossbody bag on, this gold purse that was like, she carried herself better than any of our employees here.
Karma isn't here every day. Karma isn't here every day, and he's amazed at Sandberg's attention to detail.
Well, and I, you know, I've been filling out the show here for, what, 4 years? It's never ceased to be. You noticed the cross bag on the 11-year-old?
Yeah. It was a good bag, so.
That's again, over the top elite. I noticed the maturity level. She was more mature than me.
If you want to nominate your kid for Kid of the Week or a kid you know about that you think we ought to know about, what do there, Sandberg?
You go to WGNradio.com and search Kid of the Week.
Molly is on the phone. I don't mean Pete's Molly. I mean a whole different Molly. Good morning, Molly.
Morning.
How are you today?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay. No, how are you? Molly,
no,
you're...
I'm good. No, how are you?
Molly, you're how old?
12.
12 years old. And where do you go to school?
Twin Groves Middle School.
What do you like best about school? When you get up in the morning, what gets you really pumped for school?
I like to see my friends, but overall, I actually really enjoy school. Don't mind it.
Yeah.
And I think, Molly, is my correct, your parents are teachers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so school's there.
What is that like to have parents as teachers when, you know, you just don't want to do your homework one night or you want to cut a corner here or there? Can you ever do that?
I don't ever do that. They're always all over me about my schoolwork.
I think that's Mom laughing in the background.
Yeah.
There.
Well, you know what? Good for them.
Yes, it
it'll
is.
Serve you well. It may be annoying at times, but it'll serve you well. Speaking of that, are you going to go to college someday?
I hope so.
What do you think you want to do?
I want to be a teacher.
Oh, there you go. And then you can annoy your own children.
Exactly.
Let's talk about what you did to become Kid of the Week. You wanted a family-friendly parade for Buffalo Grove. Explain what that means, family-friendly parade.
So it's not going to be like Chicago.
It's the gay pride.
It's the gay pride parade, and it's for all ages. We just want it to be very appropriate and...
Yeah, the Pride Parade here in Chicago
gets a little out of hand. Yeah, it gets a little out of hand at times.
Very different from that one.
All right, but you still want to be able to say everybody ought to be able to be who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I like that initiative. So you started a GoFundMe page. How much money did you think you were going to raise?
We were hoping for like $30,000-ish, but it just...
We're about halfway there.
It's so weird. It's almost like you have a second person near you telling you what to say.
Yeah.
Tell mom to
aren't my thing.
Tell your teacher mom to relax. You're doing great. So here's the deal. With a large fundraising event coming up on October 11th, the community has gotten behind you. You obviously have parents who love you very much or are great. And it looks like your vision's going to be able to come to life next June, but there's still a chance for people to help, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, so
anyone can do anything.
Yeah, so we go to GoFundMe, and what do we search? How do we find your page?
She just can't help herself.
Her website is PintaPrideProject.com.
PintaPrideProject.com.
And I will link that on our website, honey, so it'll be on WGNRadio.com, so people can just go right there, and they could support your efforts to have a nice, inclusive, family-friendly Pride Parade. And it's going to be in Buffalo Grove?
Yes.
You know, one of my favorite restaurants in Buffalo Grove is the Lou Malnati's.
Is that the original?
I think that is the original. Yeah, I used to go there in high school. It's a great, when they bring that pizza out at the table, it's just so good.
Plus, it's huge.
Yeah, it's. I really, do you ever go there?
Molly?
Me?
Do you go?
Oh. Not very often, but I do like their pizza.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good, because you just won one. You're going to get a Lou Malnati's pizza and an app gift card as well. Here's how I'd grade this, Molly. I'm going to give you an A for this phone call, and I'm going to give your mom an A-.
Oh, look at that.
So, but I think an A-minus is good. I just think she needs to work on a few things. That's all.
She's cutting corners.
So, the Pinta Pride Project. Keep Pride coming to Buffalo Grove every year and support other young people and bring in their own events as well and accepting everybody for who they are. So it's a nice thing. And give your mom a hug, and thanks for doing this.
Of course. Thank you.
Have a great day.
And you know what, Molly? I just want to make sure you stay in touch and keep us updated with how the fundraising goes,
absolutely.
Please.
Yeah, let us know what the numbers are. And don't hang up, because we need some information off you that your mom will tell you. There you go. Molly Pinto. What a nice girl.
Yeah. She didn't ask you to be the Grand Marshal of the parade.
She did not.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, we don't know the date yet.
That's true.
That's true.
You know, but she does know my rule that I want to be invited. I may not show up, but I still want to be invited.